And the person had some news. He'd heard something on the radio or something. And a friend of yours asked, why did he come over here? And you'd say, why, he came over.
He'd tell you.
Some news.
Sure. And if something, you expect a visitor, and you'd say, if he doesn't come, I'd be disappointed. Would you be more likely to say, I will be disappointed, or I shall be disappointed? Which sounds more comfortable to you?
Well, I'd believe it'd be I will.
All right. And we're talking...
I shall, either one.
All right. And it's going to be, to see someone again, you'd say, we glad to see you again. We...
We've been looking forward to
it. Okay. Now, if you felt that, what's another expression you might use about glad, instead of glad or happy? Instead of saying, I'd be glad to do that, or I'd be happy to do that. Would you ever use proud in that sense?
I've heard people use proud things.
Be proud to do that?
Be proud to do that, yeah.
Right. And if a man is, a young man is seeing a lot of a girl, you'd say he is...
Courting a lot, yeah.
Okay. And you'd say, she is his...
Girl, a fiancé.
All right, and he is her...
Fella.
Okay. And if a little, if a girl's little brother looks out the window and sees this man coming up, he might say, here comes, sister's...
Fella.
Okay. And if he's a very small little boy, you know, and the sister might say to him, now you keep that up and I'm going to...
Spank you.
All right. Okay, now did you ever use the expression go and spank or take and spank?
No, I don't think so.
All right. And
I'll give you a spanking or something.
All right. And when I, if a boy comes home on a date and he has lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say to him, hey, looks like you've been...
Kissing or smooching. Or
okay. That's, are there any other old-fashioned expressions for that you can think of?
I don't recall.
And if they were supposed to be married, but suddenly she decided she didn't want to, you might say she...
Jilted him, I've heard that expression.
Okay. And then if they were supposed to, but if she didn't, you say, then they went ahead and got
married.
All right. And the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding is called the...
Bridegroom.
Yeah, he's the one who stands. That's the groom, right? But how about the man who assists him?
I've got next to
the... Yeah, well, the groom would be the man who...
Got married.
Who's getting married. But the man who might carry the ring and... stand beside him.
Best man.
Yeah, and then a woman counterpart of that.